I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The Himalayas, as we all learned in school, are the tallest mountains in the world. What we might not have learned is that they also provide water for hundreds of millions of people. The slow seasonal melting of Himalayan glaciers feeds the main rivers of some of Asia's most crowded regions in China, India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. But recently, those glaciers have started melting faster. The causes may be partly natural, but scientists believe global warming is also playing a big role, and the consequences could be dire. The BBC's Chris Morris trekked high into the Indian Himalayas for this report.
I'm about 4,000 meters up in the Himalayas. That's about 12,000 feet. And I'm looking down a sheer rock face at a waterfall as the river Ganges gushes down the mountain. And we're heading for the Gangotri Glacier. That's the main source of the Ganges, one of the most important glaciers in the Indian Himalayas. And like most of the glaciers in this region, it is shrinking fast. Well, I've now reached the last place you can stay before you get to the glacier. And I'm with Dr. Rajesh Kumar, who's travelling with us. He's one of India's leading glaciologists. He's also got little measurement instrument here. Dr. Kumar, what are you actually measuring?
This is for recording temperature, because the global warming is a global thing, but we need to know the local climate of the glacier site.
Well, finally, we've arrived on the second day of our trek. We're standing just in front of the Gangotri Glacier. This is the source of the Ganges. Just behind me, a small shrine has been built to the goddess of the river. But we've come here not for religious reasons, but for practical ones. We've now come right up to the face of the glacier. We're standing right underneath this massive wall of ice. Dr. Kumar's brought his GPS equipment with him because he was last here in May, and he wants to calculate how far the glacier has receded since then.
We'll get the GPS information later, but how much change has there been since you were last here 5 months ago?
It's a big change. We are in the line of the snow during the May.
This was the line of the glacier in May?
Yeah.
That's a huge, that's 5-10 meters?
Yeah, certainly more than 5 meters gone back.
And this is happening with every glacier in the Indian Himalayas?
Yes, depending on the different climatic zones and the accumulation of the snow there.
So this is arguably one of the most important places in India, because it's here that the River Ganges begins its long journey from the Himalayas all the way to the Bay of Bengal. Downstream, hundreds of millions of people depend on the river, and as the glaciers melt faster, the river is beginning to change. Well, we've finally finished our trek, and we've come, what, about 15 miles back down the valley. We're down by the river again, but in front of me there's a vast sandy expanse. It looks a bit like a beach. And the river itself is much smaller than presumably it once was. This is the village of Harsal, and we've come to Basanti Negi's house. We're in her apple orchard. And even here, she's aware of the effect that climate change is beginning to have on her life.
If the mountains change and the river runs dry, all our crops will die. Our livelihood will be destroyed.
Well, we've just walked up through the orchard to Basanti's house, and they're building a little extension next to the house here. And Basanti wants to show me just how high the snow used to come a few years ago. Right up to here. That's about 2 meters of snow. But over the last few years, there's been virtually no snow at all. That means far less groundwater at the village, and up at the glacier, less snow means an even faster rate of melting. So as they build for winter here in Harsal, around the world, climatologists are worried. R.K. Pachauri is the Nobel Prize-winning Indian scientist who heads the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
The possibility that if we don't do something about stabilizing the Earth's climate, then these glaciers could easily vanish in the next few decades. Nobody can make any predictions, but current trends and patterns of melting clearly spell a very difficult situation for most of South Asia in the future.
Back at Gangotri, a song for Mother Ganga, the goddess of the river. Her future looks increasingly uncertain. The Indian government disputes some of the climate science, but belatedly it's scurrying to collect more data.
the Prime Minister is now taking a personal interest, and there's talk of greater cooperation across the border with China. The future of this country, quite literally, depends on what happens up here in the mountains.
The BBC's Chris Morris at the source of the Ganges River in the Indian Himalayas. The melting of the Himalayan glaciers is causing other problems as well. You can hear our web exclusive on the growing threat to Himalayan villages in Nepal. That's at theworld.org.